This is Dr. Vikram Padaskar, Kulaskar, Pro Christian, joined in Sabella. Date of birth is 1-19-1957. Indicates issue of constipation, that's bleeding, curd, dysphagia. Traditional gymnastics scan is NSCMS, patient with blood pressure. First time required, left your appreciated biopsy and colonoscopy. Instrumental lumbar CDG for colonoscopy procedure. After invoked, you sign with patient, bleed everything you see. Description of cardiac pulse, first time, you choose part of the blood pressure. Exam patient with dodium glycerin on the patient for interim pulse, not a pulse, also interim mild gas, started by surgery, not a pulse, other patient because of body is too much from the cardiac scene. Resurrection view, I saw the evidence of hiatal hernia, slash paraesophageal hernia, scuba injection, moderate size paraesophageal hernia, slash hiatal hernia noted. right at the G junction, there's also a noted biopsy of cardiac diagnosis. Patient also appeared to be a great serosif esophagitis. Distal esophagus also had linear ulceration, biopsy of diagnosis, sent separately. Mid-esophagus also have also linear ulceration, biopsy of sent separately. There was functional trichology, esophagus, biopsy of taking role, esophageal esophagitis, mid-esophagus, and distal esophagus. Most likely this slash, but moderate signs of paraesophageal slash hiatal hernia. That's most likely the cause of her symptoms, which is causing the grade C erosive esophagitis and esophageal ulceration. It was special for Shepard Magapri, special turn on KVA, JLE, applied rectal C for rectal sigmoid. Rectal sigmoid. Sigmoid area is appeared to be very tortuous after, and I was able to pass this tortuous sigmoid colon into the descent colon. Patient also have left side sigmoid diverticulosis. It's got pushed all the way up to the right colon. Patient inadequately, poorly prepped colon. This is done discontinued procedure with surgical pressure in the application. Rectal pressure intrahymnal bleeds. Done rectum bleeds intrahymnal bleeds. Pressure represents no complication. Finding number one, grade C erosive esophagitis. Grade C erosive esophagitis. And then number two, small to moderate size paraesophageal slash hiatal hernia. Number three, distal esophageal ulcer, which was right with dejection, biopsy looks like that is. Number four, linear ulceration noted distal body esophagus and mid body esophagus, biopsy looks like that is. Number five, functional trichology also of the esophagus stored, biopsy would take easy to look at esophagitis. Number six, mild to moderate gastritis, biopsy looks like that. Number four, the seven gross mass abdomen, number five, eight, colonoscopy. Poorly prepped colon, incomplete colonoscopy up to right colon because of poor prepped colon. Number nine was sigmoid colon, tortuous sigmoid colon. Number 10, diverticulosis, sigmoid diverticulosis. Number 9, 11, hemorrhoids. Recommendation. Away from the biopsy of the esophageal ulceration biopsy in the mid-esophagus, esophagus, G-junctional biopsy to our new plastic changes. If the biopsy comes out to be any atypical cells or new plastic cells, then I would recommend an upper endoscopic ultrasound for the evaluation. Otherwise, the biopsy becomes benign, then recommend the patient has repeat upper endoscopy in 3 months to follow those healing of the, to serve the healing of the ulcers. In the esophagus, I'm starting patient carafate 1 gram TID, half hour before each meal, and then one gram QID, half hour before each meal, and one pill, one liquid suspension, half hour before going to bed. Pentaprazole 40 milligram twice, you give the pentaprazole 40 milligram twice daily. I recommend also to have a better swallow upper GI series in about 6 to 8 weeks.